Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day. And today I want to talk about some of the big movements that happened over the course of the weekend, specifically a few different cryptos that I've had some money in that have ended up working out really nicely. Want to show you kind of my, I guess, readjusted fiat percentage-wise portfolio so you can take a look at that, get a feel for, you know, where my head is at there and any moves that I might be contemplating and going from there. And a quick first note. So number one, I will likely be doing a crypto YouTube live happy hour tonight at 5 p.m. Should try to start that off right after work. Probably only be about 30, 45 minutes or so before I head over to a crypto meetup. But if you are free at 5 p.m. Eastern time, feel free to join me for that YouTube live. And also, just a quick shout out to everybody that listens. I know a lot of people watch this on YouTube, but if you listen on the podcast, whether that's Apple or if that's somewhere else, I was actually in Connecticut and trying to find a podcast in the business section for basically to listen to on the drive home from Connecticut. And I saw Crypto Bobby in the top 100 on the podcast. So a quick shout out to everybody there who listens on the podcast. I just want to say thank you for that. I literally had no idea. So that was a pretty cool surprise seeing myself right behind the Harvard Business Review, because I definitely didn't go to Harvard and likely will never go to Harvard. So quick shout out to everybody in the podcast. And if you like it on the podcast, just throw me a review. That'd be awesome. But getting into it, so on the bus ride this morning, it's kind of funny, but on the bus ride this morning, I was going into New York City for work. Guy in front of me on the bus was staring at GDAX for probably, I said for the last 10 minutes, he stared at GDAX for the entire trip. It was about an hour long bus into the city. There's a ton of traffic today, but it was really funny to see, number one, that this guy was staring at GDAX and he was looking at his phone, thinking about pressing sell, maybe thinking he had it on sell for a little bit of time. Then he switched it over to buy and he was looking and he never pulled the trigger either way. But if that was you on the bus ride in staring at your GDAX, good for you, man. But just it's crazy seeing how many people are interested in the crypto world out there, and a lot of it probably has to do right now with some of the growth over, you know, really over the past couple of weeks, over the past couple of months, but even in the past weekend. From Friday, December 15th, the total market capitalization of crypto is about $524 billion. Right now we're up to just below $600 billion. As of the time of recording this, $596 billion. It was at above $600 billion in market capitalization very briefly. And so, I mean, we've hit $600 billion in market capitalization. Pretty incredible to think about. Pretty crazy to see that going down. So, I mean, $600 billion is absolutely incredible to think about. Even when, you know, back a few months ago when I was recording some of these videos, we're at $180 billion. We're at less than $100 billion in some cases after there's some corrections. So, I mean, the market is getting extremely heavily valued, which is just nuts. And to that point, I've had to adjust my portfolio a little bit here. So I've had to adjust my portfolio a little bit here. And I made that move today, adjusted it. And as you can see, back December 5th, I was pretty heavily weighted in Bitcoin, and I actually haven't sold any Bitcoin. If not, I bought more of it. However, the value of things like Cardano has risen up significantly. My Cardano was initially less than 10% of the portfolio. It's now, in a fiat perspective, about 17% of my portfolio, whereas I only have about 46% of my portfolio in Bitcoin. Ethereum has also obviously made a nice move, up about to close to 13% of my portfolio. And then the other big winner for me recently is VeChain, VEN. That is now about 11% of my portfolio. I might look to, I don't know if I want to look to sell that off now or just take a little bit off the table, but that has been a really big winner for me. Both Cardano and VeChain, I mentioned to you guys when I was getting into those initially. So, you know, some people I think got in, some made some other really nice moves, and other have been, it's basically been impossible to lose money in crypto the past couple of weeks. So certainly doesn't mean that I am at any point in time a fantastic crypto picker or anything like that. But it was definitely nice to see Cardano make a ridiculous movement up and has just really compounded those gains over and over, as well as VeChain doing the same thing there as well. And I mean, if you look at even in the past weekend, VeChain, so I pulled up, I have the charts here from December 15th to December 18th, so Friday to Monday, VeChain was trading at 66 cents US dollar wise. price to Bitcoin as well. And now it's at about $1.36. So over VeChain doubled this weekend. Cardano, similarly, Cardano over the past weekend was trading at about 22, 23 cents. I got in at actually about 3 cents. So a little bit less than 3 cents is where I got into Cardano. And then I got in again at like 13 to 15 cents. But started the weekend at 23 cents. Now it's at about 47 cents. It's kind of stabled off around this 47, 48 cent range, which is just absolutely mind-blowing growth from 3 cents. I mean, that has been a crazy explosion. And I haven't sold anything yet. I'm kind of at this point in time, I'm debating how to handle my portfolio at this point, because I have made some pretty significant gains, especially over the past 2 weeks. There's really no debating that. My overall portfolio over the past 2 weeks, when I was pulling up my spreadsheet to put this pie chart back together, when I was pulling that up, my overall portfolio has grown by about 2.5x, mostly thanks to Cardano as well as VeChain. But it's that type of growth, that type of profit is something that I'm looking at now. It's do I take a little bit of profit, or do I let it ride? And I'm kind of gearing towards, in a lot of respects, letting it ride a little bit longer, seeing what might happen, and seeing how I could potentially develop things further with Cardano, maybe with VeChain, and either grow that into let those runs continue, or at some point in time look to potentially take a little bit of profit. So I'm gonna have to see how that ends up turning out. But right now, I literally haven't touched my portfolio really since December 5th when I initially did this, but the value has obviously changed in a fiat percentage. So that's something I think that you definitely want to take note of. One thing I will say too, as you continue to watch these markets and as things continue to develop from your perspective, I think that there is really going to be some interesting movements in the next, Bitcoin has been fairly volatile. When we look in the past day or so, Bitcoin was close to hitting $20,000, at least on GDAX it was. And then as soon as the futures came out, went all the way down to about $18,300, found a little bit of support there, and has since recovered and is now in the past 3 hours or so selling back off below $18,700. At this point in time, we're about $18,800. And I would say that depending upon your experience level, depending upon your knowledge of the markets, it's going to be very tempting to try and time things. It's going to be very tempting to try and call the top, to try and call the bottom. And I would say that unless you have some pretty significant expertise here, that you're probably better off just sticking to your guns and sticking to whatever strategy you have, whether that's buy and hold, whether you are dollar cost averaging in every week, every month, whatever it might be. There's probably going to be quite a bit of volatility with Bitcoin. Maybe a correction is going to happen in the near term. That's certainly a potential. But I think you just want to stick to your guns, because there's going to be more news coming out on a daily basis. There's going to be more people out there saying that, hey, there's going to be people out there saying a variety of things, both towards the top and towards selling off. And I think at this price range now, you're going to start seeing more and more bears coming out of, you're going to start seeing more and more people that are bearish on Bitcoin coming out of the closet, because the higher Bitcoin goes, I think the more likely it is to have a correction at some point in time. And everybody wants to be the smartest person in the room. It's kind of like what everybody, if you're on Twitter, if you're watching the news, everybody out there wants to just show how intelligent they are and how smart they are, and that they're calling the top, and that they want to be the person that was right, so that the next time they're on CNBC or the next time they're on one of these shows, they are the person that called Bitcoin dropped, and that that's something they can hang their hat on for the rest of their career, for whatever, for the next week, it doesn't matter. For my mind and for me personally, I don't, I'm not smart enough to call the top. I'm not smart enough to call the bottom. So I'm just buying in on a consistent basis, and not buying more than I can afford to lose, and just being fairly, trying to be as intelligent as possible about it. And I think when it comes down to it too, so outside of this, when it comes down to it, there is one tweet that I think is really spot on. And this is from Ryan Selkis. And this is kind of the advice that I, in a lot of cases, adhere to. Basically this, if you're new to crypto, don't invest more than 10% of your savings. I think that's pretty spot on. If you want to, granted, yeah, if you invested more than 10% of your savings anytime in the past couple months to the past couple years, you are, that's a lot more than 10% of your savings now. But that doesn't mean that that strategy is going to play out in the future. So number one, don't invest 10%, more than 10% of your savings. I think that is pretty conservative guidelines, and I would recommend to stick with that. The second thing is, you know, for the love of God, research first. Research everything. Don't just watch me on YouTube. Don't just watch somebody else on YouTube. Don't just go on Twitter. Read the white papers. Do every bit of research that you possibly can. Find out if something's legit. Find out if something's a scam. Find out if the technology is good. And then also, this is my the third point, and I think it's something that a lot of people disagree with me on. I get a lot of crap for this, but I really do recommend, you know, averaging in over the next, whether it's month, 2 months, 6 months, 12 months, averaging in versus putting it all in at once. And, you know, quite frankly, it in this respect, it hasn't been good to average in the past 6 to 12 months. You know, if you've averaged in, you've missed out on opportunities to make money. There isn't a doubt about that. But on the other, on the other end of the spectrum, if the market crashes, if there is a significant correction, I think, you know, long term we are going to go up and up. I think long term we're going to continue to go up. But if there is a short term correction, if Bitcoin goes from $18,000 back down to $10,000, and you take 10% of your savings and you throw it all into Bitcoin at 18 grand and it goes down to 10 grand, that sucks. But if you average in and Bitcoin goes down from 18 to 10 grand and you put, you know, 2%, or you put 25% in today, 25% in next month, 25% in the month after that, 25% in 3 months after that, then if Bitcoin goes down a little bit, then you reduce your downside risk, which I think is significant. And that's at least for newbies. You know, if you are gung-ho and you are brand new to crypto and you're like, you know what, I'm itching to put my money in, great, just be aware that you can easily lose, or on paper lose, 50% of your money if there is a significant correction. That's happened to me before. It will probably happen to again at some point in time. So everybody says, hey, yeah, I'm cool losing 50% of my money. I don't have a problem with that, or I'm cool with a big correction. But are you, you know, are you good? I've said it before, and it was Mike Tyson saying, but everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. You have a plan until you lose 50, 75% of your portfolio. Everything sounds great. You're gung-ho. You want to put 10% of your savings in. That's why you dollar cost average. That's, you know, that's my personal opinion. But I think it's just a risk reduction factor, especially for people that are brand new, because the last thing you want to do is invest a bunch of money and then the next day you lose 50% and you sell it and then you say, hey, I'm never touching crypto again. I'm never doing this stuff again. This is fake. This is magic internet money and I hate you and I hate it and I'm out of here. So I think this is really, quite frankly, pretty good advice from Ryan Selkis, and all of which I would tend to agree with pretty significantly. So I think this is fairly spot on. Now, guys, outside of that, like I did say, I will be doing a YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour this evening at 5 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. So if you'd like to join for that, like I said, I'll probably be about 45 minutes or so from 5 o'clock to 5:45 because I have a meetup group after that. And this is the meetup group that was part of the, you know, a big reason that I made the move into Cardano, a big reason, or really the only reason I made the move into VeChain. So hopefully I'll get some more good intel, some more good info for you guys tonight. That would be awesome. And anything, obviously, that I learn, anything helpful, anything, my entire goal with this channel is just to, you know, it's to share every bit of information with you guys. So anything that I learn, any good advice that I get, anything from that meetup group at all, I will definitely pass it along to you, because my goal with this channel isn't to sell some $500 course behind a paywall and, tell you how awesome I am. It's really just to give everything the limited knowledge I have, because again, I'm not an expert, but the limited knowledge that I have, give that to you away, and hopefully, you know, help everybody in this space improve or learn as much as possible and go from there. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.